I just want to take this time to recognize a few people that are crucial to CodeCon. As most of you know, Bram and I are the main organizers of CodeCon. We deal with the issues of putting together the program committee, dealing with soliciting the papers, securing the venue and the chairs, and everything that goes into actually putting this on. But we could not. I am Len, yes. And that is Bram over there. But by ourselves, we would not be able to pull this whole conference off. There are a number of people who are very important and invaluable to CodeCon. First, Jonathan Moore, up there in the balcony. When we did CodeCon the first year, 2 years ago, Bram and I were both basically unemployed. We had open source projects of our own that we worked on, but since we were our own bosses, we could spend a whole lot of time dealing with putting together a conference. Last year, I had a full-time job. Bram was being paid to work on BitTorrent, and it was a little more difficult, but we were both in the Bay Area. This year, Bram moved to Seattle. I moved to San Diego. And our eyes, ears, and legs here in San Francisco was Jonathan. Without him, we would not have nearly as well-coordinated a conference as we've had. So thank you again, Jonathan. Everyone should thank Jonathan. Robin at the door. Robin Wagner. Ah, no, eating a sandwich right there. Robin bailed us out of the last minute last conference, printing up very nice badges for us and doing lots of odds and ends that should have been done much earlier on, and swore that she would do mean things to me if I ever did that to her again. And, well, wasn't quite as bad this year, but we did spring, hey, could you please print badges for us on her at the basically last minute. She's also done a great job with manning the door without even being asked, and thank you, Robin. Jared Floyd, who is back there. Jared's been a major help to CodeCon for the past 3 years. Showed up the first year at DNA with his tall, spiked mohawk, and everyone confused him with people at working for DNA, but sadly it's gone. It was a trademark of CodeCon. Jared helps us out every year, sells t-shirts, puts chairs together. When I have problems that I can't take care of, I turn to Jared and they're fixed. I should point out also that Robin paid to get into this conference. Our volunteers are often attendees too. So Jared's been wonderful. Thank you, Jared. I am blanking on your boyfriend's name.
Brian.
Brian has also helped us out very much with door attendance and other odds and ends. We have Craig Califf around here too, somewhere. Back there, Craig. Craig is actually an employee of Anonymizer as well, and came up, helped us out with the bar, sales. And he was a regular conference attendee, too, on a sponsor badge, so he didn't have to do this, but he did. It's much appreciated. Jeremy back at the bar right now, providing you with your caffeine. Jeremy's on our program committee, along with Jonathan and Brandon Wiley, who is somewhere not here, but Brandon has done our audio streaming so that all the unfortunate people that weren't able to make it here can still listen to all of the talks. We have a choice. We have Alluvium. We have Icecast. We didn't have streaming working last year really well, and we do this year thanks to his work. Drew in the sound. Drew is doing professional recording of the entire CodeCon. We will be splitting those up in MP3s and putting them up on the net so that, you know, probably over BitTorrent. I don't do the conversion, so I'm sure somebody will turn them into OGS too. But that will be possible because of Drew's recording and his lending his time to do this. Again, Drew is a paid attendee. Bought a badge and then worked for us. So everyone should thank Drew. We have to thank the club. This venue has been absolutely amazing. We've got a wonderful manager here. Michael is somewhere around, maybe. A joy to work with. Everything that Club NV has done for us has been amazing. They've been above and beyond what we could expect. They don't make much money off of us. We get to this place for a steal, and because of that, we can charge you as little as we do to come in here. We are very grateful. We're happy to be back here a second year. We're looking forward to a third year. We've also got Vaughn doing club setup, and we've got Tommy at the door. They've been wonderful and great to us and helped us out whenever we needed it too. So Club NV. Come check them out when they're actually a nightclub and you can have body heat in the air and not be cold. Am I forgetting any of the CodeCon volunteers? Please yell, because I'll be very, very disappointed if I haven't named you. Oh, yes. Sonia, who was here selling tickets. My girlfriend, actually, whose birthday it was yesterday, and I was off running a conference, so not only was she helping me sell tickets, she was also tolerating my being here instead of doing boyfriend duties. Our program committee, of course, has a horrible job. Honestly, it's the worst part of this conference is selecting the program, because every year we get more and more really, really good submissions, and we've got 3 days. We have, this time we've done 15 talks, five a day. That's more than we've ever done. We had panels every day the first year, one last year. We did away with the panels because CodeCon's about programmers and code, and it's not about people pontificating. So we crammed in as many talks as we could, but we are still rejecting four-fifths of the submissions, and many of them are equally worthy of being up here. Our sponsors, again, No Starch Press back there selling their wonderful books, 20% off, and they generously give us 20% too, which helps us out a lot, helps us plan for next year and get things in order. Anonymizer, my employer and a sponsor as well, they have 10% off discount codes up at the front for all of you if you'd like to use them. And they did all of our payment collection this year, which was a major relief because that's been a hassle the last 2 years. Last but not least, Google, who has been absolutely wonderful to us. Oh, gee. Google put on our reception, which many of you went to, fed us all, boozed us all up, let us all socialize and talk and, you know, blow off steam after the first day of conferences. And then, I don't know how I managed to forget this, Ross Cohen lends us his projector, which is several thousand dollar rental if we weren't going to get it for free. Carts me to Costco when I realize that I haven't gotten coffee or Red Bull half an hour before the show starts. Runs out and gets coffee when we run out. Just a great sport and invaluable to us as well. Thank you. And I apologize for not mentioning you sooner, and I suck, but